Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grill tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Give it if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
That's right, goddammit. That's right. Welcome to one of the flyest radio shows you will ever be on. I'm your host with the most, Rosebud Bitter Dose, baby. Finna kick this shit with y'all. Y'all, you know I'm certainly qualified to bring you the knowledge that's held almost sacred about women and how to have them. I'm both formally and informally educated with a master's in teaching and learning with technology and a BA in sociology and a motherfucking PhD in charging bitches. Now, I have a first degree red belt in mental gymnastics with a concentration on catching. So as you can see, I'm highly motherfucking qualified to show you the ropes. Oh, this show is being brought to you by AskRosebud.com, RosebudTheAuthor.com. There you can find a lot of motherfucking information on that AskRosebud.com. You can find a lot of information you need to fix that goddamn poor excuse for a dating life you have. And Rosebud the author got hella books that I wrote ready for you to goddamn buy. $8 ebooks, 10 of them on there. I'm finna load up a couple more in maybe a week. I'm telling you, you guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Mr. Rosebud. Don't motherfucking forget my name got two D's in it for a double dose of this goddamn shit I'm gonna be talking. Now, this show is about what you've been wanting for a long time. You all been waiting for real answers. You've been wanting real answers to the problems that occur in your daily lives. But see, it's hard to get real answers from experienced professionals. I'm just saying, real answers from experienced professionals is all you want, ain't it? Is that too much to ask for? Fuck yeah. I hate to be the one to break this to you, but hell yeah, it's too much to expect. But it ain't shit to demand. I take what I want from my motherfucking life, and if I want to, what I don't need, I'm gonna give it to some motherfucker who need it. But I'm not obligated to do that shit. I make my own rules up. And I try my best to be a real good guy as I'm doing it, because I'm blessed to be able to live on my own terms. Ain't no motherfucker telling me shit. That's what I be trying to kick with y'all. That's the way I come at bitches too. It all depends. We gonna discover some truths about women. And we gonna discover some truths about your goddamn self. What's up, 517? I see you already got a question. What's happening, baby?
What's up, Professor? Cameo DeMore again, SW.
Hey, Cameo,
SWU
what's that?
Alumni.
Yeah.
You, Professor. I just want to say that I talked my experience with SWU up through divine speaking. I talked it into existence. You know what I'm saying? Before you even had it going on, I was screaming that. And it, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, I know what you're saying, man. Hey, what people don't really understand because it comes in such mysterious ways, your prayers get answered, brother. You know, all you got to do is believe in what you're asking for. And just like you wanted something to come to you to show you the ropes because you knew you was qualified to learn them, just you needed somebody to show you. And you might have said, please, God, you send me that motherfucker and I'm going to be down. And what'd he do? Shoot you with it, man. You got to believe in that shit. Gabby, it's real.
Okay. I'm calling to give you an update about the woman I met online who I talked to you about the week before last.
What's the update, bro?
I video chatted with her several times. I'm also in the process of setting it up to go and visit her this Christmas. This gives me time to prepare for the trip because she lives in the South and I live in the Midwest.
Right.
She's offering to cash out me half of the cost of the travel expenses to come see her. My intention with this woman is to get deep into her mind in order to get her to see things the way I see them. I'm a lion in the jungle, and I will eat good by catching this woman.
Check this out. Listen, the game. What you gonna do about that half shit?
She's supposed to cash out.
And I didn't ask nothing about her, did I? I didn't ask you shit about her. I asked about what are you going to do about her sending you half.
I'm going to accept it.
Man, please. See, you talking about you want her to see you calling shots. You want her to follow you. Yet that bitch got to help you, nigga. Cameo, listen, I ain't trying to argue with you. I ain't trying to talk over you. So what I'm saying is if you want to kick some game, you can. I'm telling you right now, you can believe it or not. But you're supposed to pay your own motherfucking way. And when you get there, you got to let baby understand that, you know, you don't be doing that kind of goddamn shit because you're a real nigga. And if the bitch want to take you out, she want to whatever the fuck she was going to spend sending to you, let her spend it on you while you kicking it with her. It's the same motherfucking thing, because if you were spending your money when you got there, it would still come out your pocket. So you let the bitch spend some on some real shit. Don't let her spend none on helping your punk ass. Because that's
okay.
What she's going to think of you.
Okay.
That's what she's going to think of you. So what I'm trying to tell you is when you put a plan together, you better see all sides of it, or else you can punk yourself off following what you got to say. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you. I feel you.
Okay, wait.
That makes sense.
So what am I telling you, Cameo?
You telling me to pay my own way, my own travel expenses to get up there, and when I go and kick it with that bitch in person, to, you know what I'm saying, whatever she plan on spending, you know what I'm saying, let her do it that way.
Exactly. And what's that going to do? Thanks, she taking care of you, man. So what I'm trying to tell you, brother, you got to plant the seeds, man, and it ain't going to grow. Nothing going to come out of what you're doing if you ain't planting your seeds. So you want the bitch to thank you about it, which she do. You want the bitch to think you ain't no fake motherfucker, which obviously she don't think that. So why would you let her pay for anything that's going to get you there? Now, when you get there, you know, you might mention some shit. I don't know how I would do it, but I would mention some shit that would make her feel she should pay for dinner or wherever or whatever I'm doing while I'm there. I wouldn't tell the bitch, you need to pay for this. I wouldn't tell her that shit. I got way more game than that. What I'm saying is when she starts volunteering that shit, I'm going to tell her, you sure you want to do that, baby, because you ain't really got to do that goddamn shit. I can handle it all. She gonna say, I want to. And I'm gonna say, all right, baby. And I'm gonna be 100 in her book. Because this is how you play, man. This is how you play. You can't motherfucking do no goddamn shit that this bitch know what you're doing. You just can't. Oh,
right.
Shit. You know what? Vet. You in here? I forgot you was in here, goddammit. You listening to all this shit? Vet. And let me just my door ain't gonna be closed. Let me know before you leave, all right? All right, I'm sorry, goddamn. Man, what I'm saying is this. This woman in here, now she hearing all my secrets, but it ain't no trick in it. Hey, listen, it ain't no trick in it. Cause what I'm saying, I'ma do what I'm saying any motherfucking way. And I'm going to do it just like I say it. And that motherfucker still going to like me because what I say is real. I ain't telling you no bullshit,
right,
man. I'm telling you how to make a motherfucker respect you. You niggas don't demand respect. You motherfucking niggas just want some pussy. Shit. Fuck some pussy. Ain't that a bitch? Well, that's what you say, nigga. I'm saying you were talking about letting the bitch pay for you get there. Hold on, man. We got somebody else on the line. 701, what's up?
How's it going, OG?
I'm cool. What's happening with you?
Not much. I don't have a question, but I just called. I just want to say thank you very much for everything you're doing for us. As far as you dropping games about women, and as far as you giving us knowledge about life. I listen to you a lot, and I have learned a lot from you. So keep doing your thing, man. Whatever they had to say about you, fuck them. You're doing it, man. I love you, man. Keep doing your thing.
Man,
and I'm not going to lie to you, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I love when you dropping game about women, bro. I'm telling you, man. I've been listening to that shit, bro, for real. I love that shit.
Hey, man. You a real brother, so that's why I do it. Hey, Cameo.
I got nothing but to show love to you, man.
All right, man, you have where you from, bro? I hear that accent.
I'm African. I'm from Africa, man.
African.
I have two shoes from you. I'm from Africa.
You from Zaire or what? What?
There you go. I'm from the Congo. A country in Africa called Congo.
Congo? I don't know what that's at, but I sure heard of it because I be watching Ancient Aliens, and they be just fucking with shit in the Congo.
It used to call Zaire, but it's a country in Central Africa. It's called Congo, man. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a pimp, nothing like that, but I just love the game, and the game, it helped me deal with women. Like, the problem that I have with women when I listen to you, it's like those problems, you helped me get those things out the way, man. I appreciate it, man. Keep doing your thing. I fuck with you on YouTube, and I fuck with Tay. Like, man, yeah, been there, done it, so we're the young niggas. We behind you. You feel me? I love it, man. Keep doing it, man, for real. And when I get everything straight, I'm going to fuck with your tools, man. I'm going to get your confidence course, all that shit, man. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
All right, brother. I appreciate you, man. So I'm going to put you back in.
For sure.
Cameo. Thanks. Hey, Cameo. So check game, Cameo. You understand what I'm saying. I ain't trying to rank you. Although, you know me, I'm going to definitely rank you if you should be ranked. But that's not my ultimate goal. My ultimate goal is to make you see the sense. And if you see the sense, then you can put that same plan together with the real sense you see in it, and then you got a real plan. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why I called you. Because brothers like you and Tay, you know what I'm saying, and the pimping, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to send no women, but I want that mentality to see beyond the pussy and beyond getting my dick wet to catching a woman to get the money and the pussy and whatever else she got.
Man, if you catch that woman, all that shit coming with her. Shit,
right.
Why are you going to look at the motherfucking money? Man, that bitch got brains between her ears and you supposed to be fucking with that. Because anything else coming with her, that bitch can't leave her pussy at home if that's what you want. Catch her, she bringing her pussy with her. Shit, I don't trip on pussy. Vets, you know I like that pussy like a motherfucker. Now, don't be listening to what I'm saying. I like pussy like a motherfucking man, but I ain't no sucker for no goddamn pussy. Shit. And that's what I be kicking with y'all. I be kicking real shit. That's why y'all fuck with me. Now, listen to this. Let me get busy, Cameo. Thanks, man. I appreciate you. Hey, see, what I'm saying is this. All you got, plus, any of you motherfuckers out there that's just listening, want to kick it with me, call in 845-277-9263. And that's how we roll. But my point on this goddamn show, we be talking about problems that people have in relationships. Or we be talking about things to do to prevent problems like me and Cameo just did. This ain't no one facet type motherfucking show. And I damn sure ain't trying to tell or teach now one of you motherfuckers to be a pimp. You ask me some pimp shit, I'm going to tell you to take your motherfucking ass out there on the track and learn it like I did. We just talking about some man shit and we having a mentality of a motherfucker that can have hoes. Now, I don't know what you want to call that, but I call it being a man because that's all I call myself doing when I was doing it. You might can call it menology. You know, ology is overcoming life's obstacles, gaining you. That's what ology is for us. It's an acronym for that. The shit we overcome, it makes us believe in ourselves more. That's what you want. I mean, women is cool, all that. I ain't saying they ain't shit. You know, I talk a lot of shit. I call all them bitches, all this old shit. But women is cool as a motherfucker, especially if you get one you like. So what I'm saying is the only thing is you just can't be no punk. She gonna run your motherfucking ass over even if she like you. So what I'm saying is ain't no punk in me. I shit turds. I don't shit Kool-Aid. You punk motherfuckers be shitting Kool-Aid, man. No, I shit turds. Bitch gonna understand. I'm shitting when I'm shitting. You know why I say that? Because, motherfucker, I got questions that I want you to continue to ask your goddamn self. Well, after this show is over. And the first one is this. Does your thoughts define you? Do what you think expound on who you are? See, none of you motherfuckers ask yourself that question. I know I do. I know everything I say out of my mouth represents how I feel and all my actions. I don't give a fuck what we talking about. We could be talking about some cereal. Or we could be talking about religion. It could be whatever the fuck is going to represent what I think because I ain't no lying-ass motherfucker because I ain't scared of what I believe. That's why I say the first thing to come to my mind because I ain't thinking about no stupid shit. I'm always thinking about what the fuck going to propel me forward. I don't need no time to think. Just ask me something. And one of you motherfuckers right now, I don't care. Just ask me anything. I'm going to answer you correctly. It ain't going to take me a nanosecond. Why? Because my mind is always going, and I always really be thinking about the real shit. I don't concentrate on bullshit. I don't even let it deter me at all. So what I'm saying is this. I had to overcome a lot of shit in order for me to actually reprogram my thinking to focus on the stuff I'm doing now. Because I know change is good, especially when it's going to promote you to achieve your goals. But it was a hell of a thing for me to change from a pimp nigga to a square-ass motherfucker that ain't got no motherfucking bitches, ain't got shit. Hold on. 701, you back for some more. Come on. Oh, hold on. 701, you back for some more. Come on, let's have it.
Yes, sir. I got a question. I know you're going to hit me in the chest with this one.
What's up?
My question is, how would you catch a bitch in the club, man? And the reason I say that, because when I be in the club, sometimes, you know how it is, the music, be all loud and shit. How would you approach a woman with that?
Hey, I don't want to hear all that motherfucking crying. I don't be trying to catch no bitch in the club. I don't try to catch no bitch nowhere. Motherfucker's going to give me some action wherever it's at, and I'm going to catch a bitch there. If I'm going to the club, why ain't you going there to have a little dance and some drinks and be cool? Why are you going to the club to catch a bitch? That's what that bitch there having fun. You in her way. That's what's wrong with you crazy motherfuckers.
I appreciate that. I'm still learning.
Hey, can you be quiet, man? I don't want to hear your shit. You motherfucking take your ass to the club every weekend. Come home with the same result. Nothing. So ain't that telling you something? Because the absolute definition of stupidity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting different results. Now, how you feel now? I want to know. Fuck that goddamn punk shit. I don't want to hear this shit. I kick real game. I don't kick none of this watered down bullshit you motherfuckers listening to or used to. If you want to catch a bitch, you better have your ass out. Not at no club, but some motherfucking where bitches is just walking around doing whatever the fuck they do. Because that's the only time you're going to catch one, motherfucker. You ain't going to catch no bitch.
I got that.
If you do, hey, if you do, you just getting some pussy. If that's all you want, fuck with bitches in clubs. I don't say shit. I go to the club, and I'm doing what the fuck I'm doing. Since I'm in Vegas, I go to the motherfucking club, and I start gambling or whatever, drinking my drink. I don't even know them goddamn waitresses that I've been fucking with for 2 years. I don't know their motherfucking names. I don't want to give a fuck about one of them bitches. Big titty bitch, little titty bitch, they all bitches. I ain't seen no pussy with big titties. I ain't seen no pussy that was black. They all pink. So what I'm saying is all that bullshit you motherfuckers go for is just that. Some bullshit. That's why you don't catch. Take your ass on the streets, motherfucker, and be driving down the street and see a bitch that ain't got shit on her motherfucking man, and you pull up beside her, hey, and tell her to raise her window down. First and foremost, she probably won't. But if she do, you already know you got big action. Why? Because the average motherfucking bitch won't do no shit like that. So what I'm saying is you plot your way. You don't just waste your time. Motherfucker, that's what they learned in SWU. What?
I said, I appreciate that. You can put me back in the queue.
Listen, what I'm saying is we don't talk just to talk. We don't shoot the shit with women. Everything we say is devastating. And if you're accurate with it, it's going to have devastating effects. Ain't gonna hurt the bitch in no way. It's just gonna calm her motherfucking ass down. It's gonna make her put her guards down. So, cause you ain't one of these niggas hitting on her. That's what we do, man. How you gonna get at the bitch? Come on, hey, baby, what's going on? Your hair sure looks pretty. Whatever. Man, please. We don't do that shit. Cameo. Hey, Cameo, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Professor.
Okay, nigga, what we do about as far as getting at a bitch, man?
We spit that arsenal.
Now, what I'm saying is, did you hear what he said, 701? We have an arsenal, and it ain't bullets. Although they just like bullets, any motherfucker fucking with us gonna get chopped up. So what I'm saying is, get some game, man. 631, I see you. What's up?
What's happening, player? I just want to say peace. I'm here and I'm listening.
Quit whispering, man. That's why you can't catch. Bitch can't even hear you.
It might be my headphones. I don't know.
It ain't your headphones. It's you soft. Quit being soft. Let's go, man.
I'm trying to think on what I should talk on, man. I got a lot going on, man. I got a lot of things that I'm standing on. I don't know if you can hear me now. But what's happening
right now?
Go ahead. Okay, right now I'm going on some things, man. I lost my father like last year, and I'm going through a little battle with my mom. She just had a problem last night. She's doing a little bit better. She's doing a lot better right now. Just staying positive and trying to keep straight on that grind. And I learned a lot to stand on mine by listening to you and learning a lot from listening to you. And,
okay, brother, what's that's your point. I ain't saying what you're talking about ain't important. I'm just saying, you know, this is a show. I can't, you know, listen to your life story.
My point is what you put down is putting down for real, and it works. I know it works. Because I've been
I love to hear that kind of shit, brother. I love to hear it because it works. Hey, baby, give me bring your ass over. Give me a kiss.
Okay, baby.
Oh, that's right. All right. All right. Be cool. So what I'm saying, huh?
All right.
It changes my life, man. Definitely changed my life. And that's all I can say.
Hey, man.
Changes
good.
My life
every
day.
I'm glad to hear that, man. You know, see, I'm an old nigga, man. You know, And I put my work in coronavirus, every motherfucking thing. You see, I have bitches, and they love me. They know I'm I'm crazy, but they know I'm a real man. They know I'm a real nigga, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what they want. They want a motherfucker to stand up for what he say. About what he is, you know, so that they can feel comfortable, you know, releasing themselves to you. Because that's what they be doing. Huh?
Mm-hmm. That's true. And be able to drop on the dime. Drop on the dime.
Let me.
Nah, that's somebody on another phone. That's somebody on another phone.
Okay, so let me just close everybody out but you right now.
Okay.
Okay. So, what I'm saying, bro, is I appreciate that. But let me tell you something, man. It's a lot to what you hearing. Now, anything you point out that you heard, there is like, listen. There's like 30 degrees of whatever it is you like, whatever it is you heard. There's like 30 different interpretations of it that you need to master. And this is for each thing you hear. But what's so dope about learning how to have game and how to see shit is all of that shit is taken care of the first time you take care of it on purpose. So if you take, man, I'm really feeling how you said you got to stand on your principles and shit. If you take that one thing and you really fully understand it, just understanding that, anything that come up, you're going to apply what you understand and you're going to know what to do. That's what you guys are scared of. You're scared to find this shit out. But I'm telling you, that's what's going to happen because you're sharp enough to think ahead.
Yes.
If you think ahead, you're covering all kind of future bases. What's up, man? I'm going to let you talk, man. I can't stand fucking with a motherfucker. They got to talk.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, this is also serious. I was telling you about the whole death thing, you know what I'm saying? I told you that one thing was that my dad died, man. And I had to stand real strong. You know, that's one of the most serious times of my whole life that I had to really stand up and stand on it. You know what I mean? And I got through that.
Well, yeah,
like I said,
baby,
my mom, what I'm saying is real. I ain't just
35.
I'm older than that. I'm like, I'm 52 years old.
Man, you sound like a young man, brother. That's good, man. But look,
I'm an OG.
If you just lost pop,
Last year, I lost
my pops about 30 years ago, a little more.
Man.
It took me, I'm serious, it took me 7 years to even be able to think of my pop without crying. It took me 7 years. Every time anything made me think of pops, I would start crying. But then, I swear to God, they say time heals everything.
Block talk.
At one point,
Rose
I started thinking
block
about
talk. Block talk.
Racist?
Man,
this nigga.
Who is block talk?
I'm sorry, man. My wife.
Hey, man, fuck that, man. I don't want to hear. See, this nigga on his phone letting that bitch, whoever the fuck she is, ask him a question like that. Man, come on, man. This, you know, that's what I'm saying, man. People be faking. God damn. Any motherfucking way. What I'm saying is, shit, that question I asked, do your thoughts define you? I'm just saying. They will if you let them. But they can't if you don't develop a motherfucking confidence concerning what you think.
Right.
You motherfuckers can't think some shit and like this motherfucking nigga over here letting this motherfucker, what's he doing? Oh, honey, it's blog talk. I'm trying to learn how to be a man. Man, fuck that bitch. Now, I don't give a fuck. Now, if you want to become a man, you got to be able to understand the following instruction. Excuse me, not the following instruction. You got to be able to understand and follow instructions. That's the second rule to the ABPs of motherfucking catching. Understanding and following instructions. You got to learn to deal with and you got to overcome all the obstacles that catching has to bring you. It's going to bring you a lot of shit. Whatever the fuck you fucked up in, whatever the fuck it is, thinking, doing, believing in yourself, whatever it is, it's going to motherfucking come to you. But when you handle it, you're going to gain a better sense of your, excuse me, you're going to gain a better sense of yourself. Let me ask you something else. Do you differentiate between how well you fucked a bitch and how special she feels about you allowing her to give you her pussy? See, what I'm saying is, do you think of that shit? No. Because you just want the pussy. No, bitch, look. Not only can I fuck, you fucking special just, you know, for me fucking you. Because it's a gang of motherfucking bitches I can fuck. My dick ain't free, and my dick don't cost money. Because I ain't no hoe. But you gonna pay to fuck with me, period. And if you don't like it, that's that. Bye. Take you in your pussy and get the fuck out of here. Shit. This how you supposed to think about your goddamn self. If you don't, neither will the bitch. If you don't think like this about you, how can you expect her to think this about you? Come on, man. I think about myself exactly how I sound, because bitches tell me, boy, you sure full of yourself, baby. That's why I ain't fat as a motherfucker, because I ain't got no bunch of calories. Yeah, I don't be denying it. No, baby, no, it ain't like that. No, I don't say that punk shit. Yeah, baby, I am fooling myself. I eat all the time. That's why my motherfucking ass ain't fat. Because I ain't got no extra excess calories. Man, if you don't know how to spit at a motherfucking bitch, you ain't going to get what you want. You got a 67-year-old motherfucker with that. Ooh, God, that pussy good, too. This motherfucker's just left here, fine motherfucker. I think she's 50. 51. Something like that. Big, not big, but nice motherfucking ass and all that goddamn shit. I'm saying, in a nigga that talk like I talk, shit. I know if I want anything from this bitch, I'm gonna get it. But I let her know this. That's why you wanna fuck with me, because I ain't gonna want a goddamn thing from you but some goddamn pussy. I don't need shit from you. I don't need your motherfucking money. I don't need you to cook a goddamn thing. I don't need you to clean. I don't need you to do shit. I ain't no freak, nigga, so I don't need you to bring me no bitch. You motherfucker. I need what I need. And that's what I don't have. And I don't have no pussy. So I guess that's what I need, the only thing. Shit. Then that bitch opened her legs so fast. Because I'm a real nigga. Them motherfuckers don't get to run into me often. Shit. They run into versions of me. Nigga know how to look cool, know how to say something slick, but he ain't got no nuts. He ain't standing on what the fuck he's saying. Bitch, what? Is that what you think I said? And the bitch say, yeah, that's what I said. Well, bitch, Since it ain't what I said, you can think what you want to, or you can think what I said. Which one do you want to do? Bitch? Man. I know. You guys think I'm just cold. I'm not. I ain't taking no shit. Ain't no motherfucker leaving me. No, you could leave me. I ain't gonna be mad at you. Especially if you do it quick. You know, the quicker you do it, shit. If I was at a bar and I was at a bitch within 2 minutes, 3 minutes at tops, the bitch say, I don't wanna fuck with you. Man, this is my brother, man. Hold on 1 second. Steve, I got to call you back. I'm doing a show. Okay, oh shit, man, this nigga, you know my brother, fuck, not him, but one of my brothers is fucked up, and I just hope he wasn't calling me about that, but, fuck, goddamn, this nigga didn't really fuck me up, oh, man, dude, I gotta calm down, because that was my brother. I got a brother in the hospital with this corona fucking shit. And, goddamn. Oh, okay. All right. None of that's going on. He was just calling. He just texted me. All right, then. Oh, shit, I ain't gonna even look at that one. Fellas, I'm an old nigga, man. I'm an old nigga, but I'm the youngest or one of the youngest in my family. So everybody that's living in my family is hella years older than me. So you know they can't stand no bullshit, fellas. So, you know, that's just how I was tripping. And what I'm saying to you and every one of you motherfuckers is one of the most important things that you got to do. You got to think the correct things at all times. And thinking correctly is going to make you a very confident man. Very confident. A real man is always thinking in the correct manner. He's thinking that way, so his mentality, he's taking care of his mentality. Your mentality has to stay fit or it's going to fail you. Women don't give a fuck if you know calculus. If you want to have a woman attracted to you, there's only one thing you can do. You got to concentrate on representing the man she thinks you are because of what the fuck you said out your mouth. If you do that, there's no way you're going to lose, baby. You ain't got to agree with what I think, and if you really don't, call me. Hit me, 845-277-9263. I'm telling you, we can kick it out. I mean, you guys, don't be, you know, I go off, and I talk shit, and I sound hard and all that motherfucking shit, and I ain't. I just, you know, this is how I am. I don't want no punk motherfucker on the phone with me. So I'm going to run him off the motherfucking phone to be a punk, because I don't like kicking it with punks. You know, they ain't going to do nothing to make you waste your time. You know, because you ain't going to do nothing you say. But a motherfucker, you know, standing up, you know, listening to a nigga say, man, that shit is crazy. Woo, woo, woo. And they, you know, still got what they got to say. Man, I'll kick it with that motherfucker. Because he ain't no punk. See, tonight we talking about the connection between what you believe and how it manifests itself in your actions. If you believe something, everything you do should represent what you believe in that particular sense as far as that topic. Oh, shit, please don't leave this. Sorry, you guys. Jigga, I got to call you back, man. I'm doing a show. Okay. All right. So, these niggas, man, they worry, man, because I'm crazy. But, see, what I'm saying is if you, what you believe is not shown through your actions, you're a fraud. and people think of you as a fraud. Believe me, you might like or dislike how I am, but what the people that hate me and the people that love me, what they respect, is that I ain't bullshitting, and I'm standing on what the fuck I say and what I believe. You can hate my fucking guts, but unless you can tell me or show me something that make me change my mind, I ain't changing it. That's just me. Fuck changing my mind about some shit. Belief is an important aspect of your life. Or maybe I should say it should be an important aspect of any man's life. If you ain't got nothing to believe in, what the fuck are you doing? I mean, people don't understand that. That sounds kind of crazy. But to me, it's intricate to how I live every day. And what's even more important, my beliefs are me. They're me. Your beliefs cannot be anything other. I mean, they shouldn't be anything other than you. Man, I always talk a lot about manhood. And, you know, recently I came to realize most of the young motherfuckers today don't have a real understanding of what a man really is, especially not an alpha man. I'm a man who is confident in saying I am the sum total of my beliefs. That sounds simple. That means what I believe is, you know, that's what I do. But it's not simple. Last week we had a good show. But there was a lot of guys who didn't really call in, didn't really say nothing. I hope that shit changed. You know, I got a lot of guys on here now. But I ain't getting enough comments. I ain't mad about it, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, when I scream at whoever calls, it just makes people. They don't want to call me, and I ain't going to call that ass. That nigga's an asshole. I am. I really am. But you got to understand, man, I'm being real with you when I kick this shit. I ain't playing with you. I ain't just saying something so you could buy my shit. So, I just want to hear from you. You know, 845-277-9263. It ain't really your motherfucking fault that you don't know about, you know, real man shit. But it is your motherfucking problem to fix. Or you got to suffer the serious consequences or the repercussions if you don't. The problem is most of you didn't get to be around, you know, a real representative of a man when you was growing up. A lot of you motherfuckers got a lot of sisters. By the way, I got five sisters. 731, what's up?
What's going on, Professor? This is Click, SWU student. And
Click, what's up?
He's right what he's saying as far as he's an asshole. You know, if you coming in, I'm calling on the show, even in the class, but it's going to develop you. It's going to develop how you think, develop how you talk to people, and even develop how you grow as a person. I've been dealing with SWU 9 months now strong. I had one excused absence and two unexcused absences as far as those 9 months. And I've been every
time. And you graduated this semester. So I'm just saying, fellas, this shit is real because I ain't easy. And Click, no, I ain't accepting shit. I ain't accepting no excuse. I ain't accepting anything other than production. And I'm not one of them motherfuckers that's making hella money every time you produce something. So I'm not trying to say this so I can get your money. Click, you got something else. Come on, man.
The phone had dropped. But yeah, I was just letting people know, like, yeah, it's a real serious thing. We're not here to play. You know, he's in a professor. Rosebud is not here to play. And I appreciate that he's not here to play, because I got in the course to not be playing, and I got out of the course what I needed to get out of it. And I appreciate
that. Hey, quick. Let me ask you this for everybody. What did you get out of it?
I got out how to handle myself as a man, how to build my own foundation as a man, how to carry myself as a man.
What about conversation?
The conversation, that was the something I wasn't expecting. You know, I'm a conversation. I was an introvert at first, but I can conversate with anybody. Anybody who just walked past me, looked at me, tried to start a conversation at the bar, at a red light, at a barbershop. I got something to say about it.
Hey, Clint, nigga, everything. That's pimp shit. Nigga, you talking some pimp shit. That's what we do at the red light, at the crosswalk, at the motherfucking grocery store. That's what you was saying. Anywhere.
There's no zone
that you need for comfort. We don't have comfort zones. Just being able to think gives us comfort. Click, I love you, man. Go ahead.
And if anybody listening right now and they just question about what the course is about, it's not what you think it's about, but what you're going to get out of it, you're going to get out of that first what you're thinking about. You want to get abroad, you're going to get that in the first 2 weeks. You're going to grow so much, so you're going to get something that you ain't.
What happened, man? You there? Something happened to his phone. But what you going to get that you didn't expect is that you're going to get to meet a motherfucker you hadn't seen in a long time. And you know who that is? You, motherfucker. You're going to get to meet you, because that's what Click did. And I helped him with it, and I know I did. Click, you back. I don't know what's going on with your phone, man.
Phone.
Go ahead.
Yeah, my fault. My phone keep cutting off. But I'm going to make it short and sweet. But anybody who is thinking about getting in that course, or SWU is where it's at. Just don't get the course. Go ahead, go in SWU, because it don't take that much time. Don't take that much effort, because you're going to be scary as hell at the end of the day if you don't get it. That's it. I'm going to just leave it at that, because my phone keep cutting out.
Hey, I appreciate you, man. Thanks a lot for that endorsement, baby. Hey, and me and Click had words. This is not about you can't fall out with me or nothing. This is about I know what I'm talking about, and I don't give a fuck what you're talking about. That's all it is. And I act that way because if you go through it, you're going to be as confident as he sounds. This motherfucker said, man, this is my last semester because, you know, I didn't got everything, man. You know, how can I tell? I can't tell if he got everything. Yes, I can. You want to know how? If you say what he said, man, ain't nothing I can't do. He said, I thank you, Professor. There is nothing I can't do. Catch a bitch. You know, he already said it. Conversate with anybody. He learned that shit. He wasn't able to do that shit. He learned how to do that shit. And it took him a little longer than it should have, because it took him a little longer, which it takes everybody, to admit they full of shit. The quicker you can admit and accept you full of shit, SW, you're going to wear your motherfucking ass out, and you're going to turn into a whole different motherfucker. That's where I'm coming from. That's what I believe. And my life is on this. I'm telling you, you fucking with a motherfucker that believe this shit. I ain't just talking. Even the motherfucking winos with their drunk insights was promoting becoming a man back when I was a kid. I'm talking about, if my pops wasn't around, the older dudes in the streets gave you direction. Or they kicked your ass for fucking up. I'm telling you, even winos would say shit to you. Boy, you better go to school. You know, you got this going for you. Just all kind of goddamn shit. If they saw you as bright or you had some kind of talent,
All they did was encourage you. They don't do that shit now. They want to make money off you now. Even your parents. I mean, people turn off, man. My daddy didn't give a fuck that I was fast. Nigga, you came in second when I came to see you. I never... That nigga told me that. I couldn't believe it. I never come to waste my time to see a nigga lose. But I came in second, and I set a school. Boy, please, you came in second. That nigga told me that. That's how I grew up. See, you guys, mentors, and the representatives for men, they like fell off. They went with that crack. And I guess they left you to fend for yourself. 25, 30 years ago when that crack came out, took a lot of good men out, a lot of good women. But have no fear. The ball was only fumbled, and my black ass recovered it, and we gonna score. All you got to do is fuck with me. Our motherfucking touchdowns are each time one of you motherfuckers come out of that goddamn funk of not knowing how to be a man. And then you get into the glee of knowing what being a man is all about. That's a fucking touchdown. And extra point. We got in our possession unique information that's going to take you into the stratosphere of getting women to do as you please. I kid you not. I'm not playing. It's really not about catching. It's about being you. Because if you can successfully be you, believe me, you gonna catch. Because motherfuckers be faking and they not themselves. Do yourself a favor and get my course. You know, go to PayPal.com, send me the money, I'll send you the course. But if you really want to do yourself a favor, get the course and enroll in Sidewalk University so I can motherfucking teach it to you. Because you're going to take it on and half-ass do it like every other motherfucker that take it home to do it. Because Sidewalk University started out with every motherfucker that had bought my course thinking they was dope. Shit. You got to understand, if it's 100 things to learn, you don't know any of them, and you take the course, and you learn 13 things, 15 things, man, you really think you didn't learn some shit, because this is 15 things you didn't know. But then there's 85 more. So what did you learn? You got to learn all 100 of them, is what I'm saying. And that's what it's about. You gonna learn everything that's there for you to learn. You gonna accept that you're a liar. All you do is make up shit so you don't have to work hard. That's what you do. Did any of you motherfuckers know women will throw themselves at a man who shows them his beliefs are more important than anything she got to offer? Man, they like throw themselves when they... I just don't know what's attractive. A man who can see he's about to blow this fine-ass woman he's been trying to nail because she didn't say it or done something that he don't agree with. A man like that thinks nothing of missing out on her motherfucking fat fine-ass. You fine-ass motherfucker, fuck you. And you be gone. Your constitution about yourself should be so fucking ironclad, and in no way should it ever change unless it's for improvement. I know it's hard for you to think this way. You got so much fucking doubt blocking your every move. It's hard for you to see progress. That's why the motherfuckers fuck with me, because they don't even know when they're making progress. They think they're fucking up, and I show them where the progress is being made. And if you think correctly, you'll always see your progress. It don't have to be the big progress everybody wants. Hey, I'm finna, like, turn into the great magician. and you don't think of shit about step one, step two, and step three, which you got to do all in before you become great. And that's what we do. We break it down. We break it down where you can access your fear and overcome it. That's just what we do, you know. That's what I do. That's what Sidewalk University do. And that's what every motherfucker that graduates learns. And you know what's so dope? None of them use anything I say. I don't make their conversations up. I don't tell them what to say. I do not. They come up with their own conversation. And when they see their own conversation working, it does something for them. Because them motherfuckers don't be afraid to talk no more. Because they believe their conversation is dope. Why? Because they didn't call the problem with this shit 3-4 times. Catching is not something they wish anymore. Now they want to narrow it down and not take so long to catch. Come on, man. When the last time you motherfuckers had that kind of shit to think about? Man, it took me 7 minutes to catch baby. I got to get this shit down to 3. Man, okay, I'm exaggerating. But that's how we feel. That's what we think in reality as far as about ourselves. And I'll ask you motherfuckers again. If you don't think you the shit, how is that bitch gonna think you the shit? Or why would she think you the shit? See, the thing is, if I tell the bitch I'm the shit, you know, and she don't really, really see it or whatever, and I can tell whatever, I ain't really gonna try to show her shit to convince her. Well, I am gonna do whatever the fuck is gonna show her. That's what I do, what the fuck I wanna do, when I wanna do it. You know, whatever we was getting ready to do, we gonna do something else, motherfucker. The boss is a bunch of pussy. I ain't even gonna do it right now. We gotta do it later, or you can go home. I don't care. Don't get me wrong, my DB hard, I be wanting to fuck. But shit, bitch, please. That pussy ain't shit to me. You know what? I'll never masturbate to none of that shit. When them bitches leave, my dick just goes soft. Fuck them bitches. Bitch, hey, game is a motherfucker. It takes you all the way. It takes you there to the bus stop, then it give you a ride home. That's what game do for you. That's why I believe in it so much. I'm stuck on it. I want you to be stuck on it. I have a sure way to rid your mind of all the doubt you have concerning your confidence. And it's called weeding your garden. I have a plethora of information. I have information on what to do to her sexually, mentally, physically, and spiritually. Does this sound too good to be true? Or at least way too expensive? It ain't. We talking tonight about what your belief have to do with you to try to get. Apparently, you motherfuckers don't have a clue to how intriguing you are to any woman who sees dedication and conviction in the motherfucker you are. You know, they like to know that's what kind of motherfucker's getting at them. So, back to this. What do you believe in? That's a good, solid question for you to be thinking about. We could answer next week. My hour is up. And you know what? It went fast. That can only mean I enjoyed my motherfucking self. I didn't really look at the time. Just, she's talking about 10 seconds left. Now, if anybody have any questions, you can ask. But if not, I'm going to go. And we can kick it, you know, next Sunday. I appreciate you motherfuckers fucking with me. My book, RosebudTheAuthor.com. You know, they ain't expensive. Just support me if you feel, you know, you want to read some of the shit. If not, I'm cool with it. Because when I put the shit up there, it's 701, you got another question?
Yes, sir. I'm going to tune in next week, man. Keep doing your thing, man. Your show is dope, man. That's what I want to say. Your show is dope.
Thank you, brother. Love you, man.
Keep your head up, man. One.
You know it. So, look, I'm gone, you guys. And make sure you get back here next Sunday so that we can kick some shit. And listen to me, fellas. I just talk shit. And I go hard. But I'm not a motherfucking monster that you can't motherfucking talk to. Quit being scared to fuck with me. I'm gone.